What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Unnecessary. We don't have to start the podcast talking about Braylocks. It's an audio podcast.
No, well, the thing is that the people at home probably, like, they don't get to see us. So it's like, oh, the visual of John coming in here with his cummings. So his fro was to the side and the goatee. It was like, oh, Braylock is ready for Black History Month. You know what I mean? That's Braylock right. Is like marching. We don't know where he going, but he marching. Oh, I'm here for it, baby. What's up?
Letting people know I will not succumb to the white man's hairdo.
Oh man, I'm here for this.
I'm letting it out.
I'm here for this. Wait, have either one of you been in a musical?
In high school, yes.
In a musical? Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah.
But yes. High school.
In high school.
And college, I was in I was in one.
Wizard of Oz.
I was in Ragtime.
Well, you both were in a musical. The Wizard of Oz. And which one were you in?
You did Wizard of Oz? My last musical was Ragtime.
Mm-hmm. I was Scarecrow.
Okay, Scarecrow.
Okay. You were Scarecrow? Wait, break. Was it the Wiz or the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
No, it was the Wizard of Oz. It was the Wizard of Oz.
Okay, all right.
I'm wondering if we can replay this exact moment when we talked about you doing Wizard of Oz on whichever episode we did, and if
before?
We said the exact. Like, I wonder if you could line it up. Yes, exact. Okay,
perfectly. Okay. Yeah. I mean, but listen, man. Look. It's only because I always wanted to do a musical. You know what I'm saying? But I can't do the musical I want to do because I want to be racially accurate or ethnically accurate. Like, I want to be a Latin in a musical, but I can't be a Latin. You know what I mean?
I guess you could be the genie. Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah. But I don't want to be the Will Smith rapping genie, though. I want to be like the Robin who, like, you ain't never had. I want the fun you ain't never had.
No one wants to be the Will Smith rapping genie.
I mean, some people like it, you know, because he's rapping.
I don't know if anybody.
You know, it's hard.
That.
It's hard. It's we already talked about this, but it's really tough to me because it's like, of course, Will Smith's going to have to rap as the genie. But it's also like you have a black genie.
I was excited for him to rap.
Yeah.
I agree. They should have did the regular song and then added just one rap verse, almost like he was a feature in. I had a friend like me. Mm-hmm. So it was like him singing it in the feature instead of just doing the same song. But, you know, but what do I know? This isn't that movie. You know what I mean?
No. I mean, yeah, because we did talk. We probably talked about this already, but, you know, a lot of our episodes are behind a paywall. So I might as well talk about it again. The fact that I did this, one of the musicals I did, I went to a white suburban high school. And one of the musicals we did was Once on This Island, which.
Once on This Island.
I'm assuming maybe our guest maybe knows.
With white people?
Marvel?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so I thought you would know about this. So here's, yes, exactly. That is the correct response. But at the time, I did not know this because I had not seen this musical. I didn't know what it was about. And we did it, and it was all white people. Wait, I need to finish this, because then I wound up seeing it on Broadway. And when I saw it on Broadway, I was like, wait a minute. What? Wait, what? This is what this musical is? Because this is not what we did. We didn't do this at all. They took
But you didn't figure that out from the names of the characters?
No, because the names of the characters, it was just like, oh, it's like they're island people. And like, we changed everything. All of the race stuff that is inherently within the musical, they took out. Like, they literally took it out, and we didn't do it.
And they took out the colorism stuff, too?
They took it all out. And so I didn't know that. I just thought it was about poor people and rich people. That's what I thought the musical was about. And then I saw the musical, and I was like, oh, my God. What?
You're talking about, I just Googled it. Wait, this play about Caribbeans?
Like, yes. And it's very much about colorism. Like, it's very much about race. And I think maybe there were, like, including me, like, three people of color, you know, and two of them were Asian. It was me, the one black person, and that everybody else was white in the cast.
So what? It's Hamilton before Hamilton.
Yes. T-Moon. Yeah, exactly. Inverse, the reverse Hamilton. T-Moon was white. Like, the girl was white. It was like a white girl with a white prince. It was like the leads were both white. It made no sense.
I'm watching the trailer, man. And this girl, black.
I was so mad. I was so and
this I girl saw dancing Tessa, in the red dress is white.
I saw it with Tessa, and she was like, wait, you didn't know this? And I was like, no. My whole world crumbled before me.
Wow.
It was crazy.
I'm watching this now. This is insane.
Yeah.
What year was this that you did this musical?
2005?
Yeah, maybe. Didn't care
2004,
about diversity,
2005?
Yeah, didn't nobody care about diversity. Nah, that was... Mm-mm.
Well, that was in the... You know, it was like the... like, we were in the bottom of the roller coaster of the diversity stuff in Hollywood, you know?
Wow.
Was starting to go away.
And Bush was president, so...
Oh, yeah, Bush was president.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Bush just got elected for his second term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, we elect we terms?
What?
Yeah, but I mean, Al Gore tried to fight it second time.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Wow. America.
Yeah, the recount.
America be American. All right.
I was mad. I did not know that people were, you know, supposed to be... There was this black and white stuff. And they were just like, it doesn't matter. You could play everything.
I feel like if Al Gore won, you probably wouldn't have did that musical.
Yeah, I think that's true. But instead, they were just like, we do, you know, race blind casting. We don't care, you know, if you black or white or the color purple.
You know,
nice segue. Nice.
Oh, thank you. Nice. Oh, you should notice that.
You know, wow. I knew you, and I was happy when he went off. And I was like, he gonna keep going. He gonna keep going until he get there.
Well, I mean, I guess that was a nice segue, you know.
Sometimes, I mean, honestly, Bray, that was not terrible. Know? On the scale of your
it's a new year, 2024. Only nice segues now. Okay, that's all we're doing. Just
okay,
nice
cool.
segues.
Let's go, nice segues.
Okay, that's the new. Okay.
Okay, I dig that.
Yeah. All right, we should get into it, right? All right, let's start the show.
Jonathan Raylock, James the Third, Drum Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors.
All right, all right, all right.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
I would do one of the songs, but I don't
look
know
away
the
from
lyrics
the mic.
Well enough.
Yo. Well, you could have said a...
James looked away from
you
the mic.
You could have said anything.
No one told you. There's just, so many lines.
No. So
you could have said one line.
No, I don't care.
Could have just went, Harper, you know, like something. Mister, you know?
I was going to do All My Life I Had to Fight, but I was like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it a disservice? A dis justice.
And this are, so we should just skip over this part now.
Yeah. Like, okay.
There's a part where you do your lines.
I don't do bits. You did a bigger disservice.
I don't do bits, period.
It's not a
anymore.
Bit. It's just the, so, oh my Lord. How we, okay. You know what?
It's how we start.
This is a new year. This is supposed to be, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Black Men Can't Jump podcast. We you know, you maybe listened to Candy Cane Lane, or maybe you didn't, and you're just like, is this still a podcast? It is. We're still here. Okay. The strike happened.
The man tried to keep us down, but we was like, screw that. Okay, we waited
well,
our
we
time.
We didn't say screw that. We actually accepted what the man said.
We waited our time because we were supporting the actors, not the man. Okay.
Yeah.
But the man tried to put us on Plymouth Rock. All right. But we was like, kick that rock. There you go, Bray. Sorry. Go Bray.
All right. I mean, and this is a podcast where we review the films of leading black actors.
Woo, we're talking about the blackest of black people.
You know, we talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood.
When people get racist and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And today we are reviewing the film The Color Purple, 2023 Color Purple. It is a musical. It's not called The Color Purple, the musical, though. They just called it The Color Purple. I just want people to know that. Even though it is.
Oh, wait, it's not called it's not the musical?
I mean, it is the musical, but it's not called The Color Purple.
Oh, yeah,
the
it's
musical.
Just called The Color Purple. Oh.
You know? But it is based off the Broadway
but
musical.
But it's based
which
off the Broadway
I, which
musical.
I did see. We'll talk about that.
Oh, you did? I didn't get to see that.
I did get to see it. Cynthia Erivo was in it. Erivo. She was fantastic. Absolutely incredible. The voice that you're listening to now, by the way, that sounds like one of a well-respected African-American man who would never...
Yo,
never
you sound like Mister.
Hit a woman and would never. I don't even like saying this because it makes it sound like I would.
sound like would you missed them, it.
Truly, it does. If you have to say out loud, it's my voice.
It's weird how saying you would never do something makes it sound like you do all the time. It's weird how the English language works like that. Just being a comedian is a problem. You can't say anything sincerely without it sounding like you're. Sarcasm. This bit has gone terribly awry. My name is Jonathan Braylock.
Wow, man. Woo. Wow, you sat in that one for sure. This voice, whoo, is that a Gerard Milligan?
And this voice that has certainly never walked the boards.
James, time is out. I'm sorry, brother. What is going on with you? What is happening? James, in your
what's
video
wrong?
is blotchy. Okay, it's like you're looking around
every time you're supposed to speak, you look away from the camera.
I feel.
Oh,
like,
that's interesting.
Is someone coming to get you, James?
No,
like,
no.
I'm worried, man. I'm worried.
No,
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Yeah, but your experience of what's happening to me makes it seem something must be wrong with my internet or something. So I'll try to figure that out.
Have we introduced our guest yet?
No, introduce her with this Dale. haven't done this in a while because it's been the holidays. So let me get ready. Natoya Monet, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Thanks for a bit. First off, those were drums.
Those were drums.
Those were drums. Wow.
That sounds hideous.
Wow. Natoya is a wonderful actress.
Now
okay.
You have to praise her.
TV and theater, Broadway and television.
Wow.
I don't know why she's hating on my drums, because clearly if you do Broadway, you know what drums sound like because they're in the orchestra. But I guess we're hating.
The orchestra.
Yeah, orchestra right there, man. Yeah, I ain't doing this with y'all. The people at home love those drums. Okay? Skylar, you know what?
Can you do it again?
Throw in some real drums on top of my drums? To my own, like, extra, you know... Thorough drums, please. He got me. We good. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here so much.
Thanks for having me.
Is my research correct? Were you in the Tina Turner musical?
Yeah, I was in that. It was the best show on earth.
Incredible.
Tina. I'm gonna tell you what's so crazy is there's a commercial out right now. I can't remember what it's for, but it's basically about like goals and reaching your goals and stuff like that. And it has a clip of Tina Turner in it. And I remember watching her doc on HBO back during COVID.
It's a great doc.
It's wonderful. And the thing that
did she win something for it?
I am not sure. I'm not sure. But I will say the thing I liked about that doc is that I didn't know how famous she got when she was in her 50s. Like,
yeah,
because of Angela Bassett, I always assumed like, you know, she was like a musician young, but like, you know, Thunderdome, her like playing stadiums were like 50.
It was like when she mid-50s. Revamped her career without Ike. Yeah.
And it's crazy to me. And I'm like, I feel like people, I wish there was more celebration of stuff like that, especially as I get older, than just like the 30 and the 30. But like to hear about a woman like 54, just like selling out a stadium for the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. But anyway. Singing what she want to sing.
You know, on top of like the... Yeah, sorry. There's a particular photo I'm thinking about of her like high above like a crowd. And I'm like, this is insane. But anyway, love.
I tried to get Gerard to come see the show several times.
I was only here for a short period of time.
One time he was like, sorry, I got tickets to this instead. I was like, wow.
Because someone else...
Now you don't even remember, do you?
I do, but I feel like embarrassed to say it.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, no. This one was good. At first, I thought it was the Michael Jackson play. It was not the Michael Jackson play.
That was good.
Which was good, but I didn't want to say like one artist versus the other artist. Sure. It was Top Dog. What was the one that
Top Dog Underdog.
Yeah, Top Dog Underdog. And it was like not and it was
who's in it?
It was Yaya and Corey Hawkins. Hawkins.
Oh.
And like who's
in The Color Purple? Who's in this movie? Yeah. The Color Purple.
Mm-hmm. Corey, I will tell you this. And so I wanted to go, but I was gifted those tickets. So I had to go because they was already there. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And like
it's okay, you're not a good friend. Know. That's all right.
No.
Wow. Okay. Listen, but I'm telling you, listen, play though. Not opening night. I'm gonna wait for the night after the previews once people get in the flow. Mm-hmm. That second night, I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Mid row, not too close to the front, not too far to the back, but you know, right there in the middle.
Perfect. Even the dog said that's cap.
This is right there in the middle, man. I'm ready. I love theater. You know what I'm saying? I got theater questions for you. You know what I'm saying? Sure. You know? But anyway.
Okay, let's talk about this film, The Color Purple, the musical. It's not called that. It's just called Color Purple.
Color Purple 2023.
It's directed by, I don't know how to say this person's last name. He's Blitz the Ambassador is also what he's called. But
yeah,
his last
name is... Yeah, he goes by the Ambassador, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Bazawuli? Did I pronounce that right?
I Googled him recently, actually.
He's Ghanaian. It came out in 2023. It has currently a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes. Interesting. 94%. Wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry. That's actually the wrong one. This is the older
one. It's funny. If you look up the newer one, his name isn't on the wiki page. It's still Steven Spielberg.
Well, that's messed up. Sorry. I was looking at the wrong Rotten Tomatoes. This one has an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes and a 95% audience score. It's been nominated for some Golden Globes, I believe.
It did not. The Caucasians won everything. It's like now playing. Golden Globes was pretty diverse. It was great.
Except Io.
It was pretty diverse.
Yeah. Fantasia was nominated though, and so was this. It was nominated for Best Musical, musical or comedy. Let's see. And you know, it's yet to be seen what the SAG and the Oscar awards will be, but I feel like this will also get like some production design, right?
I mean, listen,
like, or some like costumings, or like I feel like
those costumes were great. Yeah, they were fantastic.
Absolutely. Also, this has opened up a true discussion about like the pay in Hollywood, especially when it comes to Black women and how like actors are treated on set, which is, to be honest, a conversation that needed to be had. And I feel like people now after the strike fully understand that not every actor is rich. Most of the ones that you see all the time still are hustling for money.
If you go in the shade room, they still don't care.
Yeah.
don't care.
More people know, mm-hmm. but not more people care or understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They like, you still making more money than me and I'm working 8 hours. We don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
This film stars Fantasia, Taraji P. Henson, Daniel Brooks, Coleman Domingo, Corey Hawkins, as we previously said. Haley Bailey is also in it. David Alan Greer makes an appearance.
David, did y'all know that he didn't start off in Living Color? He started off in Broadway shows. Did y'all know that?
I love him.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Obsessed with him. Now, he was in the movie A Soldier's Play. Mm-hmm. Was he in the Broadway show?
I think so.
The Negro Ensemble. I think he played in it. I remember it was, they were at the same time, but I know he did that play. Sam did that play. I know Sam Jackson. He was on stage for that.
My man Sam.
My boy Den. He did it. You know what I'm saying? Den Dub. Wow. That's what I call him. Den Dub.
And, I mean, David. Yeah. And he freaking was a preacher in like so many things. What else? He was a preacher in that. What's that movie? They cloned Tyrone.
Wait, what?
He was a preacher on Martin.
Mm-hmm. Also, the best preacher, the shadiest dude of all time.
He was a preacher in an episode of the Black Lady Sketch Show.
Wow.
And he's a preacher in Color Purple. That man can preach.
You know, he was Santa Claus too, you know?
Oh, and
that's close. Yeah, he was Santa Claus. That's adjacent.
Yeah, man. You know, he was a sidekick in Blank Man. They should bring Blank Man.
And so far, this film has grossed $54 million. I think at least Box Office Mojo only shows it domestically released. So I don't know if it's going to be released internationally. It might not, because I know they usually don't like to.
But it did have one of the biggest like holiday openings in like, was it the last 4 years or something like that? So like that opening weekend, people were like, yeah. You know,
made 11.7 million. I mean, 50. We never know how much these movies cost to make anymore. But 54 million for a movie this size, I mean, for a musical, feels like pretty good. Especially it's only been out for like it was released on Christmas, so it hasn't been out that much. And I feel like they're going to release it on. I don't know why my. Is it? It's not
Warner Brothers.
On Max yet,
I think it's
right?
a Warner Brothers movie, but it's not on Max yet. Because Warner Brothers had this, and they had
Barbie,
Wonka, the two.
Oh, but you meant for
for really gonna wait a little bit, try to get as much money as possible.
Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood is sponsored by BetterHelp, guys. Ugh, man, you know. I just had a job end, which, you know, I was very fortunate to have. But it's so funny how quickly stress starts to accumulate when you're not working.
It's too much. It's too much. It's heavy.
You know?
I got the shakes and, you know, the heart palpitations, all of it.
I agree. I will say I've had the benefit of not being unemployed this long since 2009. And what are we in April? Soon to be May. And I have not had a paycheck all of 2024. So this is the most stress I've ever had. My parents may need to get an aid. And I'm like, who's coming to save the day? So stress is high. Anxiety is high.
And, you know, sometimes to talk about this stress, therapy can be a safe space. Like, get that stuff off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, you know, instead of just keeping it all bottled up and feeling like you have to hold everything inside. I know therapy has helped me. I almost look at it as like check-in. Like, sometimes I got a lot to say, sometimes not so much, but it's like, it is super, super helpful.
Yeah, I appreciate getting the tools to like kind of understand the mechanism of how I'm behaving, you know, and reacting in certain situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use BetterHelp, and Timothy, black male therapist, saves the day because he gets it, man. I'm like, you know what? Thank you, bro. For sometimes it's just 30 minutes of just me rambling, and I'm like, oh, you didn't even say hello yet. and he's like, keep going. I'm like, thank you. Yes.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. designed to be convenient and flexible. It's suited to your schedule, which is absolutely essential these days. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you can get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you want, switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/jump today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jump.
You gotta jump to get that BetterHelp. BetterHelp!
What's up, folks? This podcast is sponsored by Earnin. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day, or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Think about it. Say you're going out for a special date, or it's getting hot, y'all. You might need a fresh outfit for brunch or something nice, or maybe you just want to feel good and take yourself to dinner. Earnin can help you today. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today. That's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Jump Under Podcast when you sign in. It'll help the show out. Jump Under Podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period. See earnin.com/DOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Come on, man. The color purple, baby. What's those initial thoughts? Initial thoughts?
Let's go. Initial thoughts.
You good feeling? Natonya, you the guest. Like, how'd you feel? You like it?
Why I got
like,
to go first?
The guests always go first. Plus, we are gentlemen, ladies first. You know what
all
I'm saying?
All right. Well, I knew what I was getting into when I went to see it. So that was good. Some people were like, It's a musical. Like, my niece was very upset.
Hilarious.
She said, I didn't sign up for this.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. She's 13. But I was like, but I took you to see Hamilton. She's like, I like live theater. I don't like seeing it on TV. I hate High School Musical. She just went on.
How old is she?
13.
Wow.
Yeah. She went in. But then she started getting into it, and she was laughing at some parts. And I said, close your eyes on the those little raunchy scenes. She closed her eyes, so that was good. But I thought it was very long.
Fair.
Thought the choreography was great. I thought the singing was fantastic. Listen, Taraji put in work, honey. She was like, little did y'all know I was a musical theater major before I switched to acting. So
that is true. She was out here.
Yeah, she was singing. They posted some of her like vocal coachings on the internet too. So she was singing. But I did think it was too long. I loved the costumes. The direction was cool. Sometimes I got confused, but it was cool. And it seemed like they more so focused on the women, right? Than the original movie.
Oh yeah. Oh,
it was more about really the women.
Yeah.
And why did they put Fantasia in them tap shoes? My last show was, what's the last show I did at City Center with Savion Glover? It was in October.
She's just gonna name drop. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I ain't tap dance with Savion Glover. I seen that nigga on TV.
I'm having a brain fart. But anyway.
Remember that name though. Don't remember though. But that name. That's cool.
I was like, Lord, why they got her in these tap shoes? Because one thing Savion does not like people who don't do it to put on tap shoes. Mm-hmm. He's not like that. So he had me in regular shoes, but I was making all the sounds. So
is it because he feels like you haven't earned tap shoes? Is that the thing? Like you're not a tapper, you haven't like earned the right to tap?
Maybe.
Okay.
And he's, you know, he was taught by Gregory Hines and his brother and all the legends. So it's just like
a legendary.
Don't put
tap
on tap
dancer.
Shoes if you ain't got it.
If you ain't doing it. Yeah.
You ain't got it. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, please take them tap shoes off her. Why did they do that? But you know, it looked like a nice little production number. So overall, I think it was great. It was just too long.
It's cool.
Yeah. And I do say that about nearly every single movie that's made nowadays.
Yep.
Because for some reason, studios have decided every single movie needs to be way over 2 hours long. And I don't understand that.
Oh, Pal Joey. Sorry, I did Pal Joey. I can't. Had a brain fart.
There you go.
Okay.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go. I enjoyed the movie. I did think it was long as well, but you know what? To be truthfully honest, I will say this while watching it. I kept trying to think of a black musical that had the production value this one had. Like, I mean, like Dreamgirls was good, but Dreamgirls for the most part, the dance numbers were kind of dark, always on a stage because that's just the nature of that movie.
It was more about the singing.
Yeah. Where this one, it was like, there were numbers. And when it opened up and we see the town, I was like, okay. And like, I mean, between the town musical number, the musical number on like when the men
when
were
she
making
came
the boat.
To town.
Yeah, then when
Taraji comes to town.
Bruh. I was like, this
that
is crazy.
Gangster.
And I'm like, yo, this is like true Oscar quality like production and direction. And again, like this director, I know he did some stuff for Beyonce, but I wasn't truly familiar. But I was like, man, this like he did his damn thing. I did like Taraji a lot, but it was so funny. Because I think I always had old Suge in mind. So I think I had like a different type of Suge I was thinking of. Also, their dynamic was drastically different. Whereas like, you know, they took out the famous line.
You show is ugly and we was waiting for it.
And
we
I
was
took it out and I was like, okay, you know, I know we live in a different time period, but I like, but that was the point is that like, why... Not the point, but like one of the main reasons why Celie was treated was because how she was viewed. And and I felt like they did away with that. And I wasn't sure because the music is supposed to be more family friendly that they took that out. And it was definitely more black women. So that was good. But it's taking some of those elements out. I was like, does that take away from the growth and like her moment of cursing him at the end? Cause it's like, it was so built up. It was so much like it was tension where they still did it, but it was softer. And that could be the musical, which would totally make sense.
And it could be a choice. Cause you know how everybody 100%. Doesn't want to do it like the other person.
100%. 100%.
So,
and I liked that it was lighter. Cause I was like, oh yeah, you could take a kid to see this and like, it's bad, but they can kind of get it. I thought Danielle, my God, I thought Danielle
killed
was
it.
Like, bro, I thought she, if anybody gets a nomination, I'm like, this woman is in the running, like, phenomenal. And also she did a thing, sorry, this is my last note. The thing I liked about her is sometimes I feel like people like sing act, whereas like, you know, because they're like, oh, about this musical number, like their face does this crunch. And I'm like, this is really good. But I feel like in between the moments, she was actually acting but singing as well, doing both things versus I'm about to do this. And I'm like, of course you look dramatic because you're doing the motion. But like before and after, I'm like, yeah. But like this, I was like, this is cool. So I give her all the stuff. But that's it.
Yeah. That first scene she had with meeting Harpo's dad, with meeting Mister, I was like, yo, I already knew she was bringing it.
Come on, man. The women coming in being like, y'all can't build no, y'all get out the way. That moment I was like, was funny because I'm like, there's some old, 80-year-old black men like, nah, what you talking about? You ain't coming out here building this boat house and getting my not my. But anyway, that's it for me. I liked it.
I'll, because I know Bray saw it, I'll go next. I agree with pretty much what's been stated so far. Like, I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was, I really loved how like sweeping the production design was, and just how like open the, it just felt like we were like there in the, it's that thing that I don't think all musical adaptations capture. It just made you feel like you were a part of something big, in a way that you might have felt watching it on stage. I thought that the singing was truly incredible. Corey dipped into his falsetto during one of the songs, and I was like, okay, excuse me, falsetto. You know, like it was like I couldn't, you know, didn't know he had that in him. And then I'll just say, it was really great to see Fantasia back, especially her like last song before the like big family song. I was just like, man, like from American Idol 20 years ago, however long ago that was, it was just like wild to see like her doing this. And I was upset that I didn't see her on stage. And then the last thing I guess I'll say is when she is reunited with her family at the end, this is I think a new dad thing for me. But when she's I like wanted to cry. It's rare that I want to cry in movies.
You wept.
When she sees her kids. Oh, my goodness. It was too much. It was too much.
So, how did you
beautiful.
Feel about
the movie was beautiful.
Mr. Wearing those pants to the final dinner.
Is that in the book? Is that in the book? Like he shows up to it. Is that the team?
I'll say there's a couple moments that where you can kind of feel the musical theater of it. And I think the pants, like the like, and you sure you want to wear these pants? When we first introduced the pants, it was like that felt like such an on stage joke, like and there's a lot of moments like that, especially with Mister. I thought actually they did a lot of like, let's make him kind of fun, like there isn't this funny, and it was like, hold on, this man I don't like this man. Don't
I said, why y'all trying to redeem this man?
I know,
because even in the first movie, like he, you know, goes and gets the paperwork so Nettie can come back, he never takes credit for it. In this musical, he's like, I hope you don't mind. I went ahead and
I know, right?
Got some special guests. Like, what are you doing?
I got some of your people. Some more people here.
With those pants. It's just like, you did a whole 180, buddy.
They mastered the end note. Like, but it fit the color scheme of that last scene.
Did Sierra's voice fit the color scheme of the last scene?
Because what happened? Because I,
you ain't about to get me.
We didn't hear.
No, you ain't about to get me dragged by nobody today. Not today. Yeah.
No,
I will say I was shocked.
Oh, okay.
But that's it.
True, I will always say, you're not going to get me, and here are exactly my thoughts.
I just said I was shocked.
I definitely enjoyed this film. Yes, like I said, I saw the musical. It took me a second to get used to Fantasia's representation, because I had like both Whoopi's in my head, and then I had Cynthia's in my head, and so I was like, oh, like this is interesting, like different. But by the end of the movie, I like really, really enjoyed it. And thought she did a great job. Even like I feel like she like physically transformed, you know, in this way that was like, I was like, oh, wow, she's really like doing something. Not that I, you know, I really haven't seen Fantasia act before.
Yeah. But neither like, not really.
But I was just like, oh, it just felt like, I don't know. There was something about it that I enjoyed. Yeah. Daniel Brooks was in the show, the revival.
The Broadway show, yeah. And she was fantastic in that, but it really captured it on screen.
Oh, she was in the Broadway show?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Yeah, she did a great job there, and then she did a great job here. So much so, honestly, like, when I saw her in it, I was like, yeah, this is this character. This is Sophia. Like, this is the character. Also, I'm like, there's a part of me that's like, how did, like, anyone else play this? Like, how did Oprah play this? Like, I don't even remember. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I agree. Also, like, I also have to say, like, Dion Cole was, like, so scary.
He reminded me of the character in The Harder They Fall that they played. He was the sheriff slash mayor.
Right.
He was like, I'm the sheriff and the mayor. How you gonna kill me or something? But yeah. It reminded me of that same character. And it's cool to see him transform into this villainous villain type person from Blackish. His character on Blackish. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Very different. Like as opposed to this like kind of like funny, like weird, you know, eccentric person who's just like, oh, this person's intimidating and menacing. And like really carried that presence.
I didn't trust her.
I would say that I liked the fact that this movie was lighter. I think like I was kind of, I honestly, if I'm being real, I was kind of dreading watching this movie because I was just like, oh man, The Color Purple. Like it's heavy. And I know there's like a lot of like moments of like joy in the movie as well. But I was just like, oh no. And then I was like, oh, and then as I was watching, I was like, oh, that's right. Like the musical version is more fun. Like it's a little bit lighter. It like moves a little bit more quickly at times. Like all the color, like I like the production design. I like the colors and the costumes. And like, it did look like it had a good amount of, you know, money, put into the film, which was nice. You know, it's always harder. I think like ultimately these era type of movies, they're just never going to be my favorite. Cause at the end of the day, they still feel a little bit like homework. Cause it's like, this is important and we need to know about these people in these times. And also, my God, like, I can't believe so many human beings had to endure like this level of like horribleness, you know?
That lady said, just like, your children are clean. You want to be my maid?
It's just like, it's so demoralizing and depressing that like people were like, it was just like, you're just watching and you're like, oh, right. These are just real human beings just like us with the same amount of intelligence and, you know, like like emotions and all of that stuff, but they just have to pretend at certain times so they don't get killed that they are lesser and not fully human, and they just have to do that, and if they don't do that, then they're going to get beaten, put into jail, or strung up on a tree, and that's just how it is. It's just like hard. It's just like, so it's always hard. It's just like, ultimately watching anything in this era, if it's not fantasy, is just always going to be tough. But that said, that's why I kind of appreciate that they lightened some things. And I thought like it was still heavy enough. Like she's still getting slapped around and, you know, like treated terribly, that her outburst is completely justified and doesn't feel unearned at all.
It was completely 100%. What do you think about her as Squeak?
Oh yeah,
her was Squeak.
Yeah,
I was telling my niece in the theater. I was like, "That's her." She was like, "Who?"
First
like,
off, hers a chameleon. Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah. What do you mean her?
her without glasses is like. Me and my friends have this like, we have this Lily in like an IG thread of like her with glasses, without glasses, with the fro, without the front. I'm like, yo, I believe in Clark Kent now. I always will watch Superman like, are these people stupid? Like it's a guy with glasses and like a thing. It makes no sense. First time I saw her without her glasses, yo, stupefied. Had no idea who it was. Like legit, I don't.
It's true. She like always wears some sort of glasses. It's true. I thought she did good. Like it didn't stand out, but it also both like in a positive way and maybe a negative way. Like, you know what I mean? Like I wasn't like, whoa, like, okay. Like I want to see more of her, but I also didn't think like she can't act. Like it felt like
she did a
solid, like a performance that was, it was fun.
There were no stakes in her performance, except when she got in the when she was about to get slapped by Danielle Brooks's character. And you know what I missed from that scene? I know that this is new, but when the piano is supposed to go, time to go, that's what I missed. They didn't do that. And I really wanted
that. What scene is that? In the club? In the club?
Yes, in the juke joint when she said, I said, fine, by me. Somebody was supposed to put that piano down. Nobody did it. And I was looking for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a classic. I feel that. Just like when you was like,
yeah, but this is, I don't remember the movie well enough, and I didn't read the book, but is this one of those things where it's because the play is an adaptation of the book and not of the movie, right? Like so right. It's like little moments like this that have now been burned in our brain because of the movie don't necessarily need to exist in the play, in the stage version. But it's like it creates this thing where it feels it feels incomplete now because it doesn't have, like, it feels like You Show Is Ugly should have been a whole song, you know, like that should have been a whole
song
in the thing.
That's hilarious.
but maybe that's just an element of the movie.
All right.
First off, they the ones who sing. But what's crazy about it, because that's true. You show. You know, you can't say it. Can we even say it apart anymore?
You show is ugly.
It just went through three different types of songs. But it's interesting that that part is out. And because let's talk about the movie. And I don't know, this movie's so long. Do we just jump around? But let me say one thing. It's something interesting about this movie where, like, Bray, I think you're right. I think it is better that this movie was lighter because honestly, it made it not such a heavy watch. But there was to like have Coleman Domingo in it. And it was something about like, I really like Coleman Domingo. And I'm like, you know what, man? Like, I thought we were going to get more into like why he's so evil as well, since we have a new way to do this movie, or at least give him like that villainous song. I feel like every movie, the villain has like the dopest song. And I was like, oh, my man didn't get the song with like the 808. Because I tell you this, and it's going to be a horrible. First off, I see a lot of musicals, but I'm about to judge myself. But I like this musical. Remember seeing SpongeBob when he was on Broadway? Okay. And Plankton? Plankton had a song.
SpongeBob's good.
By T.I. And it was fire. I remember thinking like, yo, this song is such a banger.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it's phenomenal. But I wanted
to pull that up. In my Apple
Music. All the songs are written by different artists.
Yeah.
It's not a jukebox musical, but each song was contributed by a different.
Like John Legend. It was like black people, but like T.I. had the villain song.
It's a compilation musical.
Yeah. I mean, well, like artists making songs for it. But anyway, Coleman, they just had that moment because I love seeing what's happening with him. Because the first time I didn't know about his theater accomplishments. I only knew about him from Beale Street. And I remember actively watching Beale Street and being like, yo, this dad's all right. And again, the character was written, not it was an evil dad, but like very supportive. But Coleman was so like jolly without being over the top. And so to see him go from that to Oscar nominated this year is like such a feat. And I just wanted, I wish he had more to chew on in this part. Cause I thought like back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Danny Glover, they gave him something. Like it was like when him and Whoopi, like, he's got something going, where in this one, it felt like they made him more like a passenger, which I guess is fun. But,
I feel like all the men were passengers, even Harpo.
Yeah. Which I get. Yeah. I get it. If that's the movie you're making. Yeah. But go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Bro. I mean, even on with the billboards, they put the three women.
Which I get it. You know,
it ultimately is what it's like told from the perspective of black women, especially obviously, what's her name? Celie's character. But yeah, I do feel like, and I honestly can't remember if the Broadway, I'm sure this is very, very, very similar to the Broadway musical. So, and it was quite some time ago now, which is insane. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm like,
it was
that
2015, 2016.
Yeah. I was like, that's like eight. I probably saw that 8 years ago.
Wow. That's how long it's 2015.
Which, makes me sad.
The billboard for the show was the three women also. I feel like remember seeing the three women on the billboard.
And I do remember, I definitely remember the women are like, more, it's much more heavily featured. It's like more about them. Cause I think Jennifer Hudson was also in it. It was like, it was like, it was like, oh, whoa. Like it felt like a powerhouse, like kind of cast. Anyway, that's all to say, like, I hear what you're saying. I feel like Coleman still brought like a good, like he still did his thing with it, especially like towards the end. Like, I don't know, like it's a hard sell to like show him have this like redemption kind of arc.
I didn't want it. I could care less for it.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the redemption arc.
But I just thought that the actor did as good of a job as you could doing that to make him feel like when he's there at the end that you're like, okay, like this is as close as I can be to like wanting this guy to be here. But you know, like I think there's some themes of forgiveness, you know, there's that stuff. So that was kind of the point. I guess here's what I'll say about it. There is something nice, even though maybe it's hard to do this with a musical. There is something nice about the idea of like all of these people ultimately are broken by the system, and like and then some of like the men are like choosing to enact the this little power that they have over the women, and like obviously abuse that and just like kind of are doing the are enacting the horrors that are enacted on them upon like the women in their lives, which is also terrible. But there is something about like, loving acts can like heal, and there is like possibility for redemption. And, you know, I like the ideas of that, even if when you see it in action, you're like, screw this guy. This guy sucks. Yeah. She should have killed him.
I think even Halle Bailey did an amazing job, because like she went from the Little Mermaid to like this.
Yeah.
And she looks great on screen. Like her voice is so angelic.
So sweet.
Can act. So.
Yeah. And she did a great job of having that presence of being like, you understood why Celie was like hanging on to this person. It was like, yeah man, that she seems great. Like it's so tragic that they got separated and then like completely lost contact with each other. It was like like she said, like the person in her life who like actually loved her before she knew that her dad also loved her, and wasn't the dad who she thought was her dad was not her real dad.
I'm glad they made that clear, because that wasn't very clear in any past version.
And that makes me wonder if that is like, if it's in the book, because I feel like it's a more nicer version of it, as opposed to just the idea that she was just, you know,
it's interesting you say that, because I was going to say, Bray, like that version of it makes it more hopeful, but I also feel like the old version was hopeful as well. It's just that it had just such pain building up to it. Whereas like this, I liked, because we saw some stuff, but it almost felt like unity faster. At least when I think about Suge, it was like we didn't even have that like little bit of confrontation. We didn't have the "you is ugly" moment. It was like when Suge saw her, she was like, "Yo, bruh, I don't know you. It's fucked up. He got you in here like this. That's crazy, because he don't do that to me." Like it instantly got to that in this movie, which I think is an interesting choice, because I think there is something to see. Honestly, like 5 or 6 black actresses in a movie, like uplifting each other. Like I think about like almost anytime when Suge showed up, almost anytime she was in a scene, she was helping like Celie. Anytime Danielle was in a scene, she was like trying to help or like needing, like, and it was like, I don't know how to help. And then when it got to the end, literally the moment she gets out the house, this last 40 minutes, which was like 30, 40 minutes, was kumbaya moments. It was like, we singing in the big pants store. Her, like the thing is, when her gets to the pants store, I was like, how you get in the pants store? Like you, you got smacked. I was like, they rock with you now, but you were here singing about pants too. I was like,
because she went with Suge as well. She's like, I'm going with Suge too.
I'm here for it. I mean, again, I think you're right. I think that is that tree moment at the end. Is that like something that was in the book, or is that for the musical when they're all singing around? Like,
oh, that's certainly for the musical.
Yeah, because okay. I'm singing around the tree. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Because you know what it is? That moment was such a visual where I was like, and I mean this in a loving way, is that I don't know, what's the best way to put this? I don't know if an American director would have done it, because I feel like that tree is something that is fantasized a lot about the Black South, if you will. And it's like something I think we like, all of us around the wisdom tree, I feel like isn't something that was as normal as I think like gets put into like the media. So it was a very interesting choice that happened in that way, but I get it. It's a wonderful visual. I just don't know if that's truly what the American South was, but you know, I did like it. Everybody singing Kumbaya, basically.
It's also them trying to like reclaim images maybe and like turn something that could be seen as like a symbol of like horror and tragedy into like hope and love. But I totally get what you're saying, because it is, there's like, especially that end, you're like watching and you're like, oh boy, like it's a musical. Like this is such a musical thing where it's like everybody's back together and we're all holding hands and happy and like everything turned out great. Which like, even if Celie's life turns out more joyful, I don't know, there's just like, you're like, it's not this. Anyway.
So this normally bothers me in stuff.
What
this,
does
this
James?
Normally bothers me in stuff. And I can't remember if this was in I can't remember if this was in the previous movie. And I, as I said, I had not read the book, but when the coincidences of like of you know, her Hallie ends up with her kids and then the kids show up at the end. And yes. But there was a line in the letter from her that really moved me, which was, she was like, we're not just descended from kings and queens, we are the center of the universe. And that was a moment where it was like, normally this was the coincidence of all of this, of like all of this sort of lining up so coincidental would have infuriated me, I think. But it was like it was a beautiful sentiment to take it for, to literally call it out, but in a way that doesn't feel, I don't know, it didn't feel to me like ham-fisted. It was like, yes, this she genuinely believes this, and like that it would mean that if this miraculous number of coincidences just kept happening to you. So I ended up being moved by it for how coincidental and for how like easy it is.
Yeah, but I think you needed that. Like, I think this movie was supposed to be like Black people to have an event movie. Like, it was our time to like, you know, feel good, have something behind us budget wise. I mean, I will say this is very interesting hearing, not interesting, it's very unfortunate hearing about, you know, how a lot of the actors were treated on this movie, which is, you know, it sucks. I think Hollywood does do that, but I do think that probably happens to Black people more often than, you know, we should ever be used to. It's so aggressive. I hope Taraji's okay. Like, I feel like people like, don't take kindly to like when you actually voice when you're wronged. Like, I feel like a lot of times, like, hey man, what this person did was wrong. Somehow you get reprimanded versus the person that actually did it. So I hope she's good, but
I think she'll be okay. It's not the same, sadly, because I know people brought this up and this has nothing to do with Taraji. I do think that like Monique had brought this up.
Oh, she did, yeah.
Yeah, she and unfortunately, I do feel like she got blacklisted from Hollywood in a way that like really like messed with her career. And, you know, like I'm sure she's fine. just in terms of like normally living and that kind of stuff. But it's like, yeah, like, and when she talked about like how much people were getting paid, you know, for like how much she was getting paid for a Netflix special versus other people, and people were like, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, like F you guys. Like, this is the thing that I mean, but it's so funny because it's just like, I just to go off on a little bit of a soapbox, like, it's so funny how easily people will like excuse the horrible behavior of like the 1% and the top and like the 1% of the 1% because they're like, well, you make more than me. And it's like, yes, so what though? Like, don't you understand? Like, they're trying to get us to be against each other. So it's like, yes, I make a little bit more here, but like, that doesn't mean that these people who are making billions of dollars shouldn't be paying us more. Like, we also think that you should make more too. Like, we're all in this same fight together. Like, and the people who are, and the other thing that I think people don't understand that I thought Taraji really put it like very eloquently was like, people think, if you see somebody like Taraji P. Henson in a bunch of movies and stuff, you think she's rich. You're looking at her, and it's not just like you, outsider, stranger who doesn't know her. Everyone in her life thinks that. Like, like her family members, like friends, like people think like, oh, you're super rich. You can do for this. You can do that. You can do this. You can do that. And they don't realize like, no, it's like we're, you know, like, yes, she may be, you know, better off than most people, but that doesn't, but like, you have to pay so much money. You have to give so much of your paycheck to agents, manager, lawyer, for her, a publicist, you know, stylist. It's like so much money is coming out of that. You want to live in a nice place. You have to have security.
And also, when you see me at the Golden Globes, the tag is still on my dress.
Yes.
The tag is still on my dress.
It's like, I can't afford the things you think I can.
Who are they tag still on their dress?
I'm just saying people do that. I don't know if Taraji specifically.
I mean, listen,
I just know that that is, I just know that that is a reality for events like that.
Right. Exactly. It's like people don't understand that like all this stuff is happening. And so like, and if that's true for her, how much so for like, you know, people like us, like, you know, like don't have to get into specifics, but like, you know, we very, very luckily got to do our own television show. Like we worked, you know, many months and then filmed it or whatever. All of us collectively, like each one of us individually, did not get paid that much money for that show. It's not like it was my
job. I went back to my old job. I know I technically lost that job to take the Netflix show, and I had to go back to a job I had before that. So I lost money doing a Netflix show.
Yeah. It like, it's like, and the job ends. It's like, you can't do another job while you're doing this job that ends. And then it's over. And then you're like, well, I need another job. And I can't go that long. It's like, that's why the strikes were so hard. Like, because I think people still don't understand that. They're like, oh, you're getting paid so much money. It's like, but I'm not getting paid that much money. And they're, and each job that I have, like, there's huge chunks of time in between that. And I'm not saying that I, it's like, for me, I'll just talk about me personally. I feel super grateful that I even get to do this for a living. I don't have to do another a job that I don't necessarily want to do to make a living. Like,
can I
that,
have $5?
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. But it's just like, come on, guys. Anyway, that's that. So I was glad she talked about that. And I think the people who need to get it. I understand like the internet will always be a place where just people just always want to hate no matter freaking what. So, but yeah.
Can I add that Broadway is not easy too. I heard.
Oh my goodness.
One of the actors, I forget her name, Emma Stone.
Yes.
I think she said that the other day too. Like, you're doing 8 shows a week. When it's a holiday, they're adding more shows, maybe 9, maybe 10 shows a week. Right. You have to make sure you have a voice all the time. So you can't go out and talk as much as you want to because you got to keep your voice. And it's like, you're not just working at night. Like, the show is at night. Yes. If you're dancing in the show, you got to keep your body together. If you're, then you're singing and then you're acting. If you're a swing in the show, you're learning 7 other parts, 8 other parts, 8 other harmonies,
That's crazy.
And if you're a swing, you're doing rehearsal during the day and doing the show at night. So you don't have a life. So
Like, not to mention matinees.
Yeah, and then they don't pay you enough. The Broadway producers are just as crazy, especially when you try to voice something and you'd be like, it's a major snowstorm. And they're like, well, get to the theater the best you can. The show's not canceled. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't care.
But, you know, and it's interesting. People are like, oh, well, you picked this career. But I'm like, you know what? To be truly honest, I'm like, if you think about, like Bray said, if you think about the amount of money that the people who don't do any work make, you know what I mean? In theory, I'm like, that's such a nice thing. It's such a big difference.
It's not like there's not money here, guys. That's what we're talking about. It's like there are people who are making way, way more of it. That's the whole point is like you wind up defending people who have almost nothing to do with this. And they're the ones making, you know, multi-millions of dollars off of the labor of other people, you know.
The Broadway and maybe like, grosses last week were just like, even after the holidays, because they usually come down, they were still at like the top 6-10 shows making over $1 million. Like,
right.
Wow.
That's insane. That's crazy.
And, you know, I just think about like, so I'm happy people are speaking out. I hope it's just funny because I feel like even now projects are kind of getting canceled and stuff. They're like, oh, we got to find the money. Y'all, like you physically have the, like you physically have it, you know, but again, I do hope that this movie does well enough, at least financially or critically. Like, it does take home an award at, like, yeah, like SAG.
Seems like it's doing both.
To help validate getting more things made. Mm-hmm. And I know musicals are tough, but I don't think people are going to be like, oh, it didn't work because it's a musical. I think it'll go back to like, oh, it didn't work because it was a cast of Black people, you know? So,
yeah.
I hope it does work.
It seems like this, so far, you know, it's doing well. And, you know, we've had, like, this has come out. We had In the Heights come out. And obviously, they're going to make Hamilton. Compared to In the Heights, like, In the Heights made $45 million worldwide in its entire run. And so this has already made $54 million. This has already made $54 million in...
Oh, Mean Girls is the premiere week. Was when? Yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a Black movie, but it's still a movie musical.
But there's a big difference in behind that movie.
Yeah.
Wait, what movie? Sorry, I missed that.
Mean Girls.
Tina Fey. They made the musical. They made the movie. Oh, that based came out on the musical.
Right, on Broadway. Right.
I'm not gonna lie though. I watched that trailer. Yeah. That trailer looked fun. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah.
That trailer looked so fun. And they diversified the hell out of that cast. They was like, nah, we not nice again.
Broadway cast was pretty diverse.
Oh, was it? I heard people love that Broadway play.
All right. Any closing thoughts does anybody have?
I just still want to hear somebody sing the falsetto of I'm Working. Working.
See, I don't remember that song.
The Harpo song when he had the...
Well, let me tell you what's funny.
Good.
I remember the men I don't remember. Like, I really don't remember them that much. Like, I truly, and that's fine. I just don't. So, like, I remember they were in there working, but I remember, like, the women coming in being like, get out the way. And they started. So, like,
get out the way.
Didn't they
that
sing?
That song
like,
was great.
The and men then sang most the of
the club
song
was.
Yeah. Which one, James?
The club song. Loved the club song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I will say the best number is to me at least, is when Suge had her club. Is that the one you mean, James? Suge's like her performance at the club?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one.
Oh,
I was
push
like,
the button.
That was just push. Listen, I was like, man, they out here grinding and stuff. This is a church. Yeah. Like, listen, I'm watching this with my
choreography. Yes, it was fire.
Mm-hmm. That dance sequence was amazing.
Yeah. It is funny. Because I was hoping they were going to have fire dances because the last musical I saw with like really good dancing was Matilda, the Netflix Matilda. Yo, them kids were off. Man, them kids out here
was
going.
Coming down the hallway. Bah, 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 bah. They was gone.
I remember they put Missy Elliott music.
Children,
boy, they was getting it. Great. And I was like, y'all better not get showing up by these little kids. And they had some good numbers in this. Also, they had the bigger outfit, so it was a little bit tougher. But, yeah, that was it.
I do feel like I need to voice that I did just sing a little bit of Matilda and I haven't sung a single Color Purple song.
That's how dare you?
Because my wife taught Matilda, and so a lot of that I've heard a lot of those songs a lot more often than I've heard the Color Purple songs. I don't know them as well, but you know what? Maybe next time.
You didn't even say a quote at the beginning of this episode. Now that I think about it, James.
James, are you
felt like I needed to address it. I felt
no. Everyone else knows, James. Everyone else knows.
No, I'm just.
All right. Okay, Bray. There's one thing I got.
Blink twice.
Bray, there's one thing I want to say before I go. All right.
Yeah.
It's full. Before we get the calls, I just wanted to say that this movie needed a swirl. Okay. All right, it needed it.
What?
I think one of the biggest conflicts of this movie could have been resolved with one swirl, Bray. All right.
What?
They had one swirl. She asked homegirl to be her maid. Okay. The future was clean.
See, Natalia, now we're getting this. See, you're getting it. You're getting this. See, you thinking what I'm thinking, but it should have went a different way. Okay. So basically, what should have happened is they outdid everybody scream, right? This racist white lady is sitting there repressed, looking at her husband like, you ain't shit. Like, you're repressed. I don't like you.
I am uncomfortable.
Okay. That's what happened, Bray. Hey, James, this is the movie. This part is the movie. This ain't even me yet. This ain't even me. She's sitting there angry.
Please finish your thoughts.
Angry at life. Okay. Next thing you know, some single, like, young black dude's walking by like, what's up, ma'am? How you doing? You know? Because he can sense it. He can sense it. And he's like, you know what?
I am cutting my mic off. I'm leaving.
No, Jay, hear me out. Okay.
Meanwhile, her husband, the mayor's pumping gas.
Like, but he ain't talking about him. This is one of them parts in the movie where nobody else is there. Okay.
Don't help him.
Hey, he's like, I see you. He's like, I see you. Okay. And I understand that No. What he's saying is, hey, if I don't sling this dick, you gonna do something real racist in like 5 seconds. So
and
I'm
then
doing this
be calling her Coretta
for the community.
By the end of the movie.
I have a pit in my stomach.
Don't you do this to him. Don't you do this. My point is that my is like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Cut this out.
No. He's like, I'm going to do this.
How long has been going on? A minute? Two minutes?
I'm going to do this because it will save lives. And you know what he does? He does it, Bray.
He goes to court.
And you know what she does after
Megan
that, Bray?
Megan Good comes with him.
Nope. You know what she did? Nope, you messy. Bray, you know what she does after that? You know what she does? She talks to her husband. They start donating and like building the schools, giving money to the communities, okay?
This is not what happens.
Yeah, Bray. This is Bray's Rose. Okay.
All
right. That's all I'm saying.
Sadly, this doesn't happen at all.
White savior by way of a black man.
The black man saved the day. The black man saved the day. That is what happened. Okay.
No, what happens
we can
is
always
the
need
mayor
a black savior.
Finds out that this happened. And then,
no,
and then
don't
what
know.
Happens to that man after the mayor finds out what happened?
He don't know.
Did you not watch the same movie?
That they singing under when all see these children come.
He don't know, okay? And you know what? You know what you should have added, James? Instead of saying that, what you should have added is that black man
Lord.
Gets a song that's like, he don't know. Okay, and that's what his song is. It's him and a bunch of
brothers. They don't know about this thing. He's the John B song. They don't
they
know.
They have a song called
John
He
Don't
B. Know.
Don't listen to what people
he
say.
Don't know
he
what
don't
black
know.
Man
knows.
He
the white man
he don't know what he don't know.
Come on, man. That's the fucking song we needed.
Wife is happy, but he don't know.
The community is safe, and he don't know. Listen, man, we could have did it.
I'm genuinely uncomfortable. I'm genuinely uncomfortable.
Were you uncomfortable when that lady said, your kids are clean, come be my mate? No.
She got a pep in her step, but he don't know.
Oh, my God. I truly.
Her children are well kept.
The
but
children are well
know.
Kept. He don't know.
I asked him for a grand.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset.
Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It's time for the cause. So we rate films not based on how much we like it, but whether or not it helped the cause of more leading Black actors in Hollywood. So if we feel like it fully helped the cause, we give it a black fist. If it somewhat helped the cause, we give it a white palm. And if it didn't help the cause at all, then we don't give it anything.
Okay.
So on the count of three, we'll raise up our ratings for the color purple.
Pressure.
23. All
okay.
right.
Okay. I can do this.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Full black fist. Yeah. I mean, it had to. I mean, it's the come on, man. It's the color purple. It is
color purple. A bunch of, you know, great cast. Hopefully, all of these. I mean, Coleman Domingo's obviously having a year already. So is Halle Bailey, and you know, Corey Hawkins has been doing his thing. But you know, Daniel Brooks is like, you know, well known, obviously, in Orange Is the New Black. But I feel like she was so great on Broadway. She's so great in this. So I'm hoping she gets even more roles. I
think she said this was her first film. I think.
Yeah, first studio picture. First studio picture.
Yeah,
get out of here. Yeah, she's done so much TV, but she hasn't done a because she was in the Peacemaker show.
Oh yeah, on HBO. Mm-hmm. I tried to watch Mr. Cena. I couldn't do it.
You said Mr. Cena. Yeah. Mr. Cena.
My friend Annie Chang was in that show. She was the like cop.
Wait, what?
Detectives.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fire. She was like one of my favorites in it. She was literally one of my favorites. Great. Wow.
Anywho, yeah, anybody else? I mean,
I gave it a fist. You had to give it a fist. I thought they did a great job. I watched it, you know, with three older black people, and they were head over heels for it. And honestly, just watching their joy and listening to like my mom be like, like, and my mom doesn't react in movies, but she was very invested. He should smack him. They hated Dion. So I was like, it's cool to watch a different generation of race people get to enjoy something.
Yeah. And my mom's a pastor and she absolutely loved it.
Okay. Great.
Oh, she a pastor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this does have like some nice, you know, there is that, like I said at the end, there's like forgiveness and reconciliation and redemption.
She loved it. She loved the church ladies at the beginning. Absolutely. Oh, enjoyed it.
I totally forgot to say that. The opening song was so
Tamela
fantastic.
Mann.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. That was incredible. And yeah, I was just like, oh man.
He was like, if you open like this, where the movie gonna
I
go?
Know. And it went. Yeah, it is kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, gospel, they're like, when gospel music is on point, it's hard to top it.
I agree.
It's just, there's something so uplifting about it. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Antonia, for coming out and doing this with us. And everyone, we will be at San Francisco Sketch Fest January 27th. That's a Saturday at, I believe, 7 p.m.
Yes.
You can find ticket links at our website, blackmenpodcast.com. Also, our link tree, whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but we got
Black Men Pod. Yeah. Also at blackmenpodcast.com, you find links to, we got merchandise that you can buy. Also, we have a Patreon and a Red Circle. So on Patreon, you get bonus episodes. We do those every other week. The one we recently did was American Fiction. So we reviewed that film, which is a great movie with Jeffrey Wright, or I think a great movie. These guys maybe thought something else.
But it was good.
Okay.
I thought it was good. Gerard Milligan thought American Fiction was a good movie.
It was me that didn't like it.
I can't wait to hear you guys' review of Book of Clarence. Can't wait.
Ooh. So it's $5 a month. We have a whole bunch of old episodes on there, and we do new ones. It helps us support the free podcast. You can also access all of those on Red Circle. That also has our like back catalog, which is like honestly like 300 episodes. Sometimes we release old ones of those for free and on Patreon. But right now, most of those, like The Wiz, for instance, with my friend Nick Walker, who is also a Broadway actor right now.
Nick.
He's actually currently on in Spamalot, which I just saw. So ooh, funny. Yeah. Anyway, go check that out. And anything else? Oh, if you're in LA, we have a show at the UCB Theater.
Yes.
Black at the Movies, that we'll be at Friday, January 19th, I want to say. Yes, at 10 p.m.
Yep, 10 p.m.
Friday, January 19th, 10 p.m. I think they're like $10 tickets. So check that out. Buy those. We got that on our website too.
Anything?
With Cinda Jet.
Anything that you would like to promote or let people know? Or can people find you on social media? Anything like that?
I got nothing. I'm on Instagram. I've got nothing. I'm on Instagram at Natonya Monet. And if you're at Sundance, I'll see you there. I don't know what.
That's something. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Oh, something.
Heck yeah.
I'm going to Sundance, guys.
Oh, amazing. My goodness. Oh, my.
Congratulations. A film that I did last year before, I don't know what day it is premiering at Sundance on the 20th. It's called Pony Boy. I'm excited. It's a very serious movie, but I'm a little bit of the comic relief, so.
Amazing. Okay. So if you're going to Sundance, which maybe some people are, you know, check out Pony Boy. There you go.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You can follow us at Black Men Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. At John Braylock is my personal one. James, draw. Nope.
James usually goes next.
Good Lord. Really drawing this out.
What happened, James?
I figured my delay would have been a problem for me to go next, so I waited.
Oh,
sorry.
Got you. Okay.
Don't even follow me. Don't even worry about.
Wait, it's my fault. Wait. You can follow James at
it's
Rule
not
of Threes.
Your fault. I'm just telling.
You can follow James at Rule of Three. What is Rule of? I'm about to Google it right now. Rule of Three.
I feel like that white man y'all added in Color Purple is somehow trying to oppress him.
Yeah, like I don't know what's happening. Like something going
you
on.
You said he was being hunted at the beginning, and that's who it was. Jeez. This whole time.
But yeah, so you can follow James at Ruler 3 Inc. And you can follow me at Jerome Milligan on Twitter and Instagram. Always say what's up. DM me. Say hi. Whatever. That's it.
All right. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace.
What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.